Two separate groups of sleep researchers say they have discovered what causes many narcoleptics to suddenly fall asleep. The disorder was once thought to be largely psychological in origin. Over the years, researchers realized it must have a physical component. The new research attributes most cases of narcolepsy to the degeneration of particular brain cells, placing narcolepsy in the same category of disease as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. David Kestenbaum reports.
In the Czech Republic, there lives a boy who has long puzzled narcolepsy researchers. Like many narcoleptics, he falls uncontrollably asleep or becomes paralyzed, sometimes while he's laughing or experiencing a strong emotion. His parents noticed all this when he was just a baby. Juliet Fracco is a geneticist at Stanford University Medical School.
What was unusual is that he had a clinical diagnosis by the time he was 2 years old. And usually narcolepsy happens sort of more in your teen to 20s years. So it's actually the earliest onset of narcolepsy that we've ever heard of.
The story of this peculiar case of narcolepsy turns out to be written in the boy's DNA. In a paper appearing in the latest issue of the journal Nature Medicine, Fracco and colleagues report that the boy has a rare genetic defect that disrupts the processing of a brain chemical called hypocretin. The defect causes the chemical to clog up the cell machinery, she says.
And probably what happens is that it just accumulates and accumulates in those cells that are making it, and probably those cells die.
The chemical hypocretin, also known as orexin, was discovered in 1998 and very quickly linked to sleep regulation and narcolepsy. Dogs and mice that lacked the ability to produce or use the neurotransmitter became narcoleptic. But it wasn't clear the same chemical was behind human narcolepsy. And the peculiar case of the boy in the Czech Republic didn't prove it. Researchers needed to study actual brains of narcoleptics.
This is extremely difficult. In fact, there are very few such brains available.
UCLA sleep researcher Jerry Siegel and colleagues used a brain bank at the University of Michigan. They looked at tissue from the hypothalamus, the region at the base of the brain, above the pituitary gland, and compared narcoleptics to non-narcoleptics. They report in the journal Neuron that narcoleptics seem to have lost 90% of the neurons that produce the chemical hypocretin.
The other thing we found is that there was evidence of a kind of neural scar tissue in the area where we saw cell loss, indicating that there had been some degenerative process after birth.
Like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's, narcolepsy seems to be a disease that develops gradually. Its effects are noticed only after it passes a threshold. Siegel suspects the loss of hypocretin-producing cells is behind 80 or 90% of narcolepsy cases. What killed those cells is still unknown. Many suspect narcolepsy may be an autoimmune disease, where a combination of genetic and environmental factors, maybe contracting a virus or being exposed to a toxin, trick the immune system into attacking this part of the brain. Thomas Kilduff is a sleep researcher at SRI International, a nonprofit research company, and was part of the team that first discovered hypocretin back in 1998. He never suspected it would have anything to do with narcolepsy, but he's happy it does.
Well, in my opinion, this is the most important discovery in the field of narcolepsy research since the original description of the disease 120 years ago. And actually, within the field of sleep research, it could be argued that this is the most important discovery since REM sleep was originally associated with dreaming in the late 1950s.
Knowing the mechanism behind narcolepsy doesn't mean a cure is around the corner, but Jerry Siegel says knowing it's a real physical problem in the brain may be a relief to people suffering from it.
One of the problems with narcolepsy is that it's such a subtle disease where people are falling asleep that although it has a tremendous impact on people who have it, they don't get a lot of sympathy because most people will behave that way if they didn't sleep very well last night, and I think this puts it in a different context. This is a medical illness.
And now that the disease is understood, scientists can start working on ways to put hypocretin back into the brain. Stanford University's Juliet Fracco, whose colleagues also did a brain comparison, says new treatments will take some time.
You know, sadly, we can't make a wonder drug immediately because drugs have to be designed that can specifically cross the blood-brain barrier. So it won't be as simple a cause to treatment as it was to discover that insulin could be used to simply treat diabetes. So it's not such good news there, but it is a really good target for drug companies to aim at.
Basic research could profit as well. unravel narcolepsy, scientists have often said, and the mysteries of sleep in general may follow. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.